This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, we're under a winter weather advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. And a chance of snow later today, 50-50 chance of snow in the afternoon. Tiffany Wright of AAA Carolina says that ice causes problems for everyone out on the roadways. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpet Road traffic and weather together. A whole list of closings for today, and even the university doesn't start classes until 11 o'clock this morning. In WCHL Championship Sports, you know what our top story is. It's Carolina and Duke squaring off tonight at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham. And
Carolina has usually played well at the indoor stadium.
That's coming up this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 WCHL, 21 degrees right now, and that's downright warm compared to what we might experience tonight. Our temperatures tonight expected to be in the single digits, 5, 6, 7 degrees, around that range. And when the winds blow, it'll be extraordinarily cold. It's going to feel like it's as cold as 10 below zero if the winds blow the way they're expecting them to. More from the National Weather Service coming up in just a moment. We'll speak with Ryan Ellis. But first, let's go to Matt Sullivan, coordinator of emergency services for the town of Chapel Hill. And Matt, what is the situation right now around town?
Well, Ron, the primary and the secondary roads have experienced a lot of melting yesterday, and they did have places that refroze overnight, but they're passable, and we encourage folks that when they do get out, and they have to get out this morning, just to be careful and look out for the black ice until the temperatures rise. Some of our back roads and our side streets still have a lot of work to do, and we're hoping today the temperature will get up high enough to give us that window to get more of the ice and snow off those streets, and our public works crews will be out there doing that. Overnight, we had a couple of reports of some slick spots on Martin Luther King on the hills coming up towards downtown Chapel Hill, South Columbia, and Weaver Dairy Road, and those have been treated by our public works folks as well as the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Matt, it was a very rare occasion yesterday when there was no bus service, and originally they had planned to crank up in late morning and then decided not to offer it at all. But what is the situation today? Do you know anything about that?
So the bus service is running on a limited schedule. The CCX route, the CPX route, the FCX route, the JFX route, and the NS route are all running as they can reasonably do so safely. So it's going to serve most of our park and ride lot. And as it warms up later on today, Brian Litchfield and the folks out at Transit will be adding routes as they can, as they can assess safety and make sure that the buses can get through.
All you folks with the town of Chapel Hill have done an amazing job, not only getting ready for this inclement weather, but then dealing with it after we got it. Public works crews, I'm sure, among others, are really tired at this point and certainly hoping as hard as anybody that this stuff gets past us very quickly.
Well, we have a great group of folks here in the town of Chapel Hill that do an incredible job, and the folks out at Public Works do a lot of work in trying to make sure that we keep our crews rested and rotated. But, yeah, folks are tired, and we're hoping that over the next day or so, if we can get a good hit on the remainder of what's out there today, that'll set us up for the rest of the week to be able to do some cleanup.
Well, several days from now, we're supposed to be back in the 50s, so, you know, at least things are looking up from that standpoint. But we have some really cold weather to get through tonight, and again, a winter weather advisory remains in effect, through all of this period of time. So thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Okay, Ron, thank you for calling in, and thank you for sending the information out for us.
That is Matt Sullivan with the town of Chapel Hill, and they're doing a great job. They really are for, trying to keep us all safe. Police officers, emergency workers of all kinds, firefighters, public works people, everybody working hard to coordinate all this. It's tough on everybody all the way around. 7-Eleven at WCHL. Let's check in now and find out the latest on our weather forecast from Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
That everybody is safe during this time, and try to keep your hot water running every once in a while to keep those pipes from freezing.
Well, absolutely. And what about the forecast here over the next couple of days?
Well, like you said, we're looking at this area of snow that right now is over central Tennessee and central Kentucky. It's going to be making its way over the mountains, so we'll have to see how that disturbs the flow of the snow coming over. But there is a chance for a quick snow shower this afternoon. Impact should be minimal. But if you're up around the Virginia border and along the I-85 corridor there, you could see a quick accumulation of half an inch or so, maybe as much as an inch maximum. So that's kind of the story for this afternoon. Right now we're looking at the patchy black ice around the area. We do have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m. for the black ice. And then looking on into the next couple of days, the temperatures are going to be the story, where wind chills will go down as low as possibly negative 10 degrees on Thursday night into Friday. So cold nights both tonight into tomorrow morning and Thursday night into Friday, with temperatures in the single digits approaching 0 degrees.
That is Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and we will stay in touch with them throughout the day to let you know about changing weather conditions. But right now, things aren't really changing that much. Seems to be pretty set as far as what's going to happen, and they've been very accurate about everything they've said so far with this particular winter storm. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are closed for today. It is an optional teacher work day, but Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools closed for students. Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Alamance Burlington Schools, and Chatham County Schools, all of those are closed. Pace Academy is closed. St. Thomas More Catholic School is closed. Staff reporting in the afternoon. Chatham Charter School closed. Orange Charter School and Woods Charter School both closed. Durham Tech is closed for today. North Carolina Central will start opening up at 10 o'clock this morning. UNC classes have been canceled for this morning. The offices, they're closed until 11 o'clock. So UNC will try to get back to normal at 11 o'clock this morning. Orange County Courts will be opening at noon. Orange County Government Offices open at 10. Durham County Courts open at 11. Durham City Government open at 9. Chatham County Courts are closed for the day. Chatham Transit not running. Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA opening around 10 o'clock this morning. Call first if you're planning to go. Carolina Dialysis will be opening up at 9 a.m. VA Dialysis Clinic at Briar Creek will be opening up on a three-hour delay. And, of course, one more time, UNC class is canceled until 11 o'clock this morning. We have the complete list on our website at chapelboro.com. If you'd like to go there and get the comprehensive list, please do so. 7:14 at WCHL. We're under a winter weather advisory, of course, until 10 o'clock this morning. The alert from the National Weather Service focused directly because of the threat of black ice. Governor McCrory was speaking late last night talking about the conditions of the roads and the dangers for presented by this extreme cold.
Governor Pat McCrory, hopefully this will be the last briefing we have to give for several days. We've had a good day today in North Carolina. We've had a good day with sunshine throughout the state, which has helped the conditions. But we're not out of the woods quite yet because tonight, due to the cold weather, and tomorrow night during extremely cold weather, we have two major concerns. One is black ice, in which DOT cannot deal with, the plows and so forth cannot deal with black ice, and that is a concern tonight and tomorrow night, and also especially for tomorrow night, since the weather will be literally down to 0 degrees and below in certain parts of our state and highs of 10 in all parts of our state. We're going to be dealing with very, very frigid conditions, and we're worried about the safety of people who possibly do not have sufficient heat or will use secondary sources of heat, which could be potentially dangerous. So we are two serious concerns we have right now, basically, is the black ice tonight and tomorrow night and the frigid cold weather, which could impact people who don't have sufficient heat or are homeless. And we need to do everything we can to help them.
That is Governor Pat McCrory speaking late last night, 7:15 at WCHL. We're going to check traffic and weather together right now. And traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Well, not too many problems to report to you on the roadways so far this morning. We have sent Blake Hodge out in our Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker, and he's got some more information as far as what he's seeing out in the roadway so that we can make sure that you're going to get to where you're going safely. Hey, Blake, what's going on?
Hey, Nikki. Hope everybody's having a good start to their morning as you are hanging out with us. And if you are out and about one of the cars that are passing me right now, possibly, then if you're heading toward Chapel Hill, there are definitely a few spots where you're hitting some icy patches out here on the roadways. The DOT, once again, has done everything they can, but black ice is so hard, first off, to see as you're driving, obviously, but you can't really do anything against it to prepare either. And especially as you're coming to a stop, as you're going, if you could just pass over that icy patch, that may not cause as much trouble for you. But whenever you're trying to come to a stop, you definitely need to start slowing down further in advance. I've already a couple of times this morning slid a little bit as I was trying to come to a stop, and you don't want anybody to get out into an intersection and cause major issues. When I had spoken with Josh Macy Moore, lieutenant over with Chapel Hill Police Department yesterday, he said through the first evening there were no accidents reported in Chapel Hill, which was rather surprising. So we want to try to keep that continuing as long as we can. So if you are having to get out and about, a lot of the major roadways are okay. Definitely take it a little bit slower and give yourself plenty of stopping time. That's where I've had the most issues so far.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blake. We'll check back in with you in a little bit. And if you are going to be out in the roadways, of course, use extra caution, especially on those overpasses and the bridges. That's where you're going to find a lot of the icy problems this morning. If you see anything while you're out and about, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks to Blake Hodge in the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker. And did you hear what Ryan Ellis said earlier, that our wind chill factor could be as low as 10 below tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I'm staying inside.
I mean, our temperatures, actual temperatures, 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees, somewhere there.
Wow.
In the single digits. But the wind's going to be blowing so hard that it's going to feel like it's below zero.
Ew.
Ah, man, that is really painful just to think about that. So, you know, everybody just keep all that in mind.
Two of my favorite things, cold and wind.
Yeah, all we need now is more rain or something.
Well, at that temperature, you're not going to get rain.
Well, frozen rain.
Right.
Thanks so much. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather, the forecast, just gave you the main portion of it. It is 21 degrees right now. Wind chill advisory in effect from midnight tonight until 9 a.m. The winds are really going to be kicking up really hard. Today, partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the afternoon, a 50-50 chance of a little snow in the afternoon, nothing serious. Wind gust up to 25 miles per hour by the end of the day. Now, tonight, mostly clear, slight chance of snow showers, cooler temperatures, lows in the single digits, and wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, much colder, with a high only about 17 degrees. Can you believe that? Really cold weather on the way for tomorrow.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Let's get right to WCHL Championship Sports. You know what happens tonight? Carolina at Duke. Carolina 18-7 and 8-4 in the ACC. Duke is 22-3 on the season, 9-3 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. They will square off 9 o'clock, Cameron Indoor Stadium. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock right here on WCHL. Here's Matt Oakes with a preview of tonight's big game.
Well, this is the best game, and it's the best game because you have two of the top five programs to ever play college basketball going against one another. And we're only 8 miles apart, both great schools. So there's a level of excellence individual and collective excellence in an area that has loved basketball.
That was Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski. This 239th installment of Carolina Duke is once again ushered in by a rare ice storm. But unlike last year's Snowmageddon that forced the Smith Center rivalry meeting to be called off, this season's edition should go off without a hitch in sweaty and cramped Cameron Indoor. The Cameron Crazies will be raring to go and ready to seek refuge from their Cable tents, where they've been spending weeks hunkered down in the cold for a chance to witness their red-hot Devils down the reeling Tar Heels. Mid-February is not a good time for UNC head coach Roy Williams to be searching for answers, but that's exactly where the Hall of Famer finds himself with his squad. UNC junior forward Bryce Johnson has been struggling to find the kind of form he envisioned for himself, but there's no game he'd rather find his form than against Duke.
I did watch it when I was growing up as a kid. I mean, I was a Carolina fan growing up, so I mean, I did watch quite a bit of the games, and the one that really stuck out was the one time Tyler got elbowed in the face here. That really kind of set the tone. It was like, well, this game is really serious. Like, I'm actually be playing in that when I get here. So, I mean, I just have to be ready for it. So, I mean, I can't even put it into words. It's just an honor to be able to be playing in this game.
UNC junior guard Marcus Page says a flood of memories comes rushing through his mind when he thinks of what the Carolina Duke rivalry means to him.
You know, the one where Marvin Williams got the put back, that one kind of rings in my head. And we talk about that one a lot around here, so that might be a little biased. Or something that I'm remembering because I go to school here. The thing I remember most is always the videos leading up to the game that show the tradition, that show like Tyler Hansbrough getting elbowed in the face, and then Montrose with the bloody eye, and Coach K like screaming, the Duke players slapping the floor. Those kind of stick with you. When Capel hit the half court shot, those kind of things. So it just kind of sticks with you.
Page has struggled to recreate his fine form from the closing months of his sophomore campaign. Humble and modest by nature, Page will likely need to go against his instincts Wednesday night and become a bit selfish. Page's significant involvement in the UNC offense will need to be felt early and often for the Tar Heels to stay in the contest against an explosive Blue Devil squad, averaging north of 80 points per outing. Despite the intensity and passion present in the rivalry, Page says there's plenty of respect on both sides, and that level of respect could be in full display in this game. To honor Dean Smith's passing, there are expected to be hundreds of Duke-colored t-shirts floating around Cameron, with the word Dean replacing the usual Duke, the ultimate sign of respect from Coach Smith's fiercest rivals. But make no mistake, there will be a winner and loser determined with the eyes of the college basketball world firmly fixed on Durham. Coach Williams knows the daunting task awaiting Carolina. He's full of praise for Coach K's offense, and especially the favorite for the number one NBA draft pick, freshman sensation Jahlil Okafor.
So he's a load, but he's very gifted. He's got great feet, great hands, turns to either shoulder. He's got touch when he turns. So it makes you, you have to make some allowances for him. I said earlier today, I think offensively, they have the best balance of any team in college basketball.
Carolina leads the all-time series with Duke 133-105, but dropped the last meeting 93-81 last year on the road. With emotions sure to be riding high, the team that can best channel those emotions and stay under control in the opening 10 minutes of play is always something to watch out for. In addition, Duke always has been a free shooting team, possessing the ability to go on quick 9-0 runs, oftentimes stunning its opponents into submission. If, well, should we say when this happens Wednesday night, how will UNC respond? Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks a lot, Matt. And one person who has experienced the Duke-Carolina rivalry firsthand over many years is Eric Montrose. And Eric, I know when you say Carolina and Duke, there's not a lot of explanation needed. What does that rivalry mean to you?
Well, it elicits different things for different people. What you know is that you've got the line has been drawn, and everybody kind of saddles up for tonight's game. This is one of those that's a marquee matchup, and certainly it has a lot to do with the universities that back it, but it also has an awful lot to do with the quality of players who are involved.
Well, Eric, one of the most iconic images of the Carolina-Duke rivalry is of you walking down the court with blood trickling down your face. So you have always been so closely identified with the Duke-Carolina rivalry. When these guys get out there and face each other on the court, I mean, it's like there's something special about it. It's really kind of hard to put your finger on it, but there's something that just sets it apart from any other game.
Ron, it's so much fun as a player to be a part of this game. Just there's... For Carolina, guys, going across to Duke's campus, there's not a better road venue to play in than Cameron. And when you have the opportunity to go in there and to perform on that stage, it really is a lot of fun. It's a challenge because they're a good ball club. But both teams get exceptionally wound up for this game, as they should. And certainly this year's personalities will add to the festivity of it, I'm sure.
Well, coming at it from the vantage point of a player, I mean, I know that you'll be there tonight describing it alongside Jones Angel on the Tar Heel Network, but as a player, what do you feel when you're there at Cameron Indoor Stadium and you have all those students making so much noise right on top of you on the court? Is it sort of an us-against-them situation?
Yeah, it's really funny that you talk about that, Ron. It's you know, when you get out there in warm-ups, you notice them because your focus is a little bit external. But as soon as the game starts, what I remember, I don't remember any of the student antics during the games. All I remember is just kind of the din, the noise that's there. And that's what you remember because your focus is so much internal, it's so much inside the parameters of the court that you really just notice the heat typically, although I don't know that it'll be hot in there this evening, but also just the noise. And that's the thing that I think contributes as players, during the game, it's rare that you look around. You're really focused on what's happening on the court, but if the occasion comes where you do have a moment to walk into a bench at a timeout or if you're on the line during a free throw, if you're not the one shooting, you do have an opportunity to take in some of the activities around the court.
Well, so much of it is orchestrated, of course, and there's been a lot of talk about a tribute to Dean Smith over there tonight, and that would certainly be a class act.
Well, I think that it's important to take a moment and just talk about that a little bit. The thing that I have been struck with, and we know this, we know that the rivalry is comprised of obviously wonderful games that elicit great memories for different people in different capacities. But what you also know is that there's a great deal of respect between these universities that allows this rivalry to continue to grow and to continue to hold the same importance and meaning to each group or fans and players and coaches and university members alike. The one thing that I want to mention is I was particularly struck, and this didn't surprise me, I should say that too, particularly struck by Coach Krzyzewski's remarks about Coach Smith, his outreach of support. It was a very classy move, and I think that is exactly what this rivalry is about. It's about respect for your opponent, and I have to say that was one of the things that was very warming after the loss of Coach Smith, to watch Duke's reaction as a university, Coach Krzyzewski's reaction, and then you talk about what the fans are planning tonight. I do understand that there are some things in process that will be interesting to see, but you know that it really does assist in making this rivalry what it is when there's a great deal of respect on both sides.
Well, we could certainly talk about that all night, but one final question here as Carolina comes into this game with an 18-7 record, 8-4 in the league. Duke is 22-3 in the season, 9-3 in the ACC, and these are two teams that seem to be, at least for now, headed in opposite directions. Duke's been playing really well lately, Carolina not so much. In your job as analyst getting ready for the broadcast, what do you see as the key to tonight's game?
You know, I mentioned to someone yesterday, Ron, I think that obviously Okafor is a mainstay for this Blue Devil ball club, so what I thought we'd do is I thought we would change the venue site and not tell him where we were playing. you know, I think that certainly he's a main component of them. He's their mainstay, averaging close to 19 points here in the last three games, which has been about what he's done over the course of the season. He affects you on so many levels. That being said, you mentioned it. It's the accompanying cast that creates the trouble. This team's shooting almost 50% on the year from the field, and that is a remarkable statistic. The defense is doing well also, but to have that kind of firepower, to watch what they do offensively, we heard Coach Williams talk about it in his interview clips. It's not something that will catch anyone by surprise, but the key for Carolina tonight absolutely has to have offensive balance. If they can't put the ball in the hole, it will not be much of a ball game.
Well, Eric, we appreciate your being with us and getting ready for the game. We'll be listening for you and Jones and your description from there in the crow's nest, I guess you'd call it, in Cameron Indoor Stadium. And one more question. I said I wasn't going to ask you another question, but I just have to know, how do you get up there?
Very carefully. You know, this not many things are made for 7 feet, but, you know, it used to be the old wooden ladder that you'd lay across. It was kind of just your standard vertical wooden ladder that you'd lay at an angle from the top row of the seating to the stands up into this, as you said, it's a crow's nest. There's even chicken fencing, like chicken wire fencing at your feet in front of you to keep things from falling on the heads of the folks below you. But so it's quite an activity. It's quite an undertaking. But now they have upgraded. I think in about the last 5 years, when they realized that there was a guy my size climbing, they upgraded to a metal ladder. So I think I've even impacted their safety routines.
Well, I've even been up there a few times, and I know it was tough for me to get up there. And for you, it's got to be a real struggle.
It's a very orchestrated movement. You have to be very careful in a variety of directions. And so we'll see if we can pull it off one more time.
Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us, and enjoy the game.
We shall. It'll be quite a night, and I really do think that the Heels are poised for a good game. This is so many times you can throw out any kind of sense of what's been going on prior to the Duke Carolina game. It takes on a meaning of its own for these guys, and they'll embrace it, and it ought to be a lot of fun to be a part of.
All right. Eric Montross. Listen for him on the Tar Heel Network tonight on WCHL 732. Good morning.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina has usually played well at the indoor stadium. This is Archansky with the Duke edition of Sports Notebook. Since Duke Indoor Stadium opened in 1940, the Tar Heels have played there 77 times. Carolina has won 35 of those games and Duke 42. In the Dean Smith and Roy Williams eras, the record is closer to 500. Smith was 18-18 in 36 trips to what was renamed Cameron Indoor Stadium in 1972. Roy Williams takes his 12th Tar Heel team there tonight, having won 5 of the previous 11 games, including 4 straight in the Tyler Hansbrough days. It's no great magic formula, but the best players usually win the games in Durham and Chapel Hill. When the teams are evenly matched, obviously, then it's anybody's game. Tonight, Duke has the advantage of playing at home and also having better players. 3 Blue Devils, center Jahlil Okafor, forward Justice Winslow, and guard Tyus Jones will be in the NBA sooner than later. Name a sure pro on the Tar Heels roster. You can't, because there is none, unless Marcus Paige puts on about 20 pounds of muscle between now and then. Smith won 8 of his last 9 games in Cameron when Carolina was going to 6 Final Fours between 1991 and 2000. And Mike Krzyzewski got sick and had to rebuild his program. Then Duke had a dominant stretch, winning 12 of 16 games in the rivalry. Matt Doherty won in Cameron in his first try, and old Roy has more than held his own in Durham, but Duke has won 8 of the last 11 games overall. So you put the home court advantage together with Duke's superior talent, then you would have to pick the Blue Devils tonight. Except Carolina has played its best defense in years this season until some recent lapses like at Pitt last Saturday. And the Heels have 3 big men they can rotate inside an Okafor. And they have more depth than Duke if it becomes a foul fest. I would expect Coach K to open up in his newfound zone defense and see if he can sucker Carolina into taking outside shots instead of pounding the ball inside, where Roy's boys have the advantage. What would Dean Smith do? Well, in 1989, going over there without the injured Jeff Lebo, Smith pulled his big men, J.R. Reed and Scott Williams, aside before getting on the bus and said, if we can really hit the boards tonight, we can still win. They did, and they did, upsetting the top-ranked Devils by 20. Think Roy is having the same conversation today with Bryce, Kennedy, and Isaiah? Hope so. This is Archansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Coleman Huntoon and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Be sure to deduct all of the mileage you're entitled to when preparing your 2014 tax return. Beyond miles driven for business purposes, you might be able to deduct miles driven for medical, moving, or charitable reasons. Contact us to ensure that you take advantage of these deductions. That's Coleman Huntoon and Brown's Tax Bite of the Week. Coleman Huntoon and Brown, our people make the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is going to be really cold tonight. Right now it's 20 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny, chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Yep, 50-50 chance of a little light snow. Not expecting anything heavy or anything serious. It's going to be very windy late in the day as well. Tonight those winds will really kick up to about 30 miles per hour. Our low temperatures tonight, about 6, 7, 8 degrees, single digit. And the wind chill factor is going to make it seem like it's as cold as 10 below. Tomorrow, continued cold, mostly sunny, and the high of only about 17 degrees. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on Chapelboro.com. WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have a complete list of the closings, etc., on our website this morning, chapelboro.com, and a couple of quick ones to pass along to you. Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools are closed for the day. It is an optional teacher work day. University classes won't resume until 11 o'clock this morning, so just keep that in mind. Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools closed, as are Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Alamance Burlington Schools, Chatham County Schools, just about all of them closed. Durham Tech will be closed all day. And again, UNC classes will be opening up at 11 o'clock. That goes for UNC offices as well. More on the weather now from Ryan Ellis, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Well, like you said, we're looking at this area of snow that right now is over central Tennessee and central Kentucky. It's going to be making its way over the mountains, so we'll have to see how that disturbs the flow of the snow coming over. But there is a chance for a quick snow shower this afternoon. Impact should be minimal, but if you're up around the Virginia border and along the I-85 corridor there, you could see a quick accumulation of a half an inch or so, maybe as much as an inch maximum. So that's kind of the story for this afternoon. Right now we're looking at the patchy black ice around the area. We do have a winter weather advisory out until 10 a.m. for the black ice. And then looking on into the next couple of days, the temperatures are going to be the story, where wind chills will go down as low as possibly negative 10 degrees on Thursday night into Friday. So cold nights both tonight into tomorrow morning and Thursday night into Friday, with temperatures in the single digits approaching 0 degrees.
Well, there's something really to look forward to. 739 WCHL, Nikki Moyes. Nikki. Let me try that again. Nikki Morse.
Hey, that was a new twist on my name I have yet to hear.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened like that, but Nikki Morse is here. And I know that you're here to talk about chapelboro.com. There's a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, but the conditions out there might be deceiving somewhat. I mean, you look at the road and you think, well, it's clear, there's no problem. but that is not necessarily the case.
And not necessarily everywhere as well. So, you know, if you do have to get out, use a lot of extra caution and allow yourself quite a bit extra time just in case.
The most dangerous spots may be within the neighborhoods where the roads have not been scraped or treated. And, I mean, it's really, really thick ice out there.
It really is.
And so be careful, everybody.
Yeah, I was sliding all around when I was driving this morning. So, you know, not good. Just if you can stay at home, why not?
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't think of any reason why you should go out.
Yeah. Unless you're on
my word for it, won't you?
Unless you're on the radio or something, you know.
Yeah.
Or working with, you know, the town of Chapel Hill.
Right.
Public works worker or, there's so many people have to crank up when, when we get bad weather conditions. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to work from home or whatever the case
might
be. You know, school's closed, all that sort of thing. But there's so many people out there, those public works guys who've been working around the clock trying to keep the rest of us safe, firefighters, police officers, EMS folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is amazing how some people have to really kick it up into another gear altogether.
Absolutely. We know all about that, don't we?
Well, I wasn't talking about us. I was talking about those people who have to be outside
too. That's worse.
Yeah.
That's much worse.
At least we get to work inside a warm building.
Very true.
Well, what's happening at chapelboro.com?
Well, we got all about the Battle of the Blues. To get all you need to know prior to tonight's UNC-Duke game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. So it's lots of stuff there to take in. Also, the closings and delays across the area all listed at our website if there's anything you need to check before you head out. A week left, only a week left, to vote for this month's shortlist, Best Place for Pizza. And our photo gallery is up because more than 100 people turned out for the 2015 Agricultural Summit that was held at the Witted Building in Hillsboro. So there's some pretty good pictures there as well.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, tonight, we're talking about the game. The game doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Always when Carolina and Duke play each other on a weeknight, you can count on it being at 9 o'clock because it's TV, you know. So.
Right.
But our coverage will start at 7 o'clock tonight with an hour-long pregame show, countdown to tip-off, UNC Healthcare countdown to tip-off presented by Stanley Martin Homes. I'll be hosting tonight along with a variety of folks. Matt Oakes, Art Chansky, Jeff Hamlin, Aaron Keck.
Wow.
You will hear from Eric Montross, who we just had this morning. You will hear from Barry Jacobs tonight. And,
cool.
We'll get ready for the big game the best way we can. Then we'll take you to the network, and they'll have their own hour-long pregame coverage right here on WCHL.
Lots of stuff. Lots
Absolutely.
Of stuff.
Mighty big
Mighty night.
And coming up next hour on WCHL, we're going to be talking to Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels. That is on the way. WCHL, good morning. It's 7:43.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Recently, we were cited by Howes, an independent internet site that has a lot of photographs and information for people who are looking for ideas for their homes, supplied by trades professionals, architects, designers, remodelers, who are contributing photographs and information to this site. We were recognized as Best of Howes in 2014 for our service and recognition from our past customers. We're very happy and proud of that, along with our Angie's List Super Service Award for the past 4 years in a row. In large part, these awards can be attributed to the people who work for us, how they are dedicated to their trade, and very happy about what they do. That plus our ability to communicate with them and our customers is what makes it possible to win such awards. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations. Every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Good morning, 7:45 at WCHL. We have 20 degrees this morning. Look for a high today of about 35. And a chance of snow this afternoon as well.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. It happens every few years when our town grows rapidly. People run for office to replace elected officials who vote for developments that change their familiar image and memory of their town. Longtime residents let their opposition be known loudly when a development is plunked onto the woods next to them, or their familiar streetscape is replaced by tall buildings like West Franklin and Rosemary Streets, or Meadowmount and the Highway 54 entrance to town. Our family arrived in Chapel Hill in 1964 when it really was almost a village. We could park on campus and even in front of the single medical school building for doctor's appointments. I remember being amused when we first drove into town at the quaint red brick colonial bus and gas stations and grocery store, all copied to blend in with the university's imitation of colonial America. But the university grew and grew. In each case, as developments were built next to existing neighborhoods to accommodate the newcomers, the outrage resulted in people running for town council and mayor to protest the changes. I remember when Booker Creek was annexed into town and the protest candidates came out. Meadowmount drew candidates. Even an annexation in Carrboro brought out a candidate. But then, each of those elected absorbed into government, gained a greater understanding of the larger town and citizens that they served. I know, because I was one of them elected in that same vein. Now we have a newly formed organization recruiting candidates to run on the now familiar Don't Let Anyone Else Ruin Our Beautiful Town platform. We can't have it both ways. We demand amenities like good schools, libraries, greenways, cultural attractions, parks, but only for us, not for others who might also enjoy our way of life and move here, and then ruin our familiar towns. What I can't figure out is that the protesters' neighborhoods are not affected. They will stay exactly the same. Quiet, leafy streets where children play, people walk their dogs, and neighbors chat. What changes is the common commercial streetscape shared by everyone. But newcomers don't remember what it looked like before they moved here, so they don't care. Because they now live in those neighborhoods that everyone tried so hard to keep out, and they shop in the new retail stores and become part of our shared lives. Until they decide to protest when their familiar town grows and changes. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys. The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with the life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, We provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with Your Health, hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsburgh Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. The News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Here's Nikki.
Thanks, Ron. We don't have any reports of any accidents so far this morning to get in your way. Of course, we are looking at some icy conditions, so if you do have to get out and about, you need to use a little extra caution. We did send our trusty, honest Blake Hodge out on the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker. He drew the short straw this morning, so we're going to go to him and see how the roads are looking.
Yes, ma'am. We have good conditions on the main roads. DOT's done great work, but getting to the main roads is where the issues lie. So it depends on really on where you live about how accessible the main roads are, but that is really up to everybody's discretion at this point. Traffic is picking up on these main roads around town, but getting to them is still very icy.
Thanks a lot, Blake. We'll check in with you in just a little bit. We are looking at some frozen conditions, mainly on the bridges and overpasses, too. So if you do have to go out, please use some extra care because it is quite icy, and sometimes that ice can sneak up on you. And if you do happen to go out and you see anything in the roadways we should be aware of, give us a call, 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. Clean joke of the day coming up. I can't wait.
You shouldn't be able to wait. It's really, really good.
That's what you said. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Looks like this. It's going to be cold. I think that's maybe the understatement of the year. Our high today, about 35 degrees. We have a 50-50 chance of a little light snow in the afternoon, but some really strong winds kicking up late in the day. Wind gust up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Our temperatures tonight down around 7 or 8 degrees, with the wind chill factor making it seem like it's as low as 10 below. So, I mean, I guess if somebody says to you, is it cold enough for you today? That's not funny. It definitely is cold enough for me, I can tell you that much. Dr. Wayne Pond has been contemplating all of this because, you know, he is a student of meteorological conditions and tries to follow it as closely as he can, particularly as it relates to Chatham County. And Wayne, I guess you're doing okay this morning. How are you, buddy?
I get on the phone with my kid in Chicago, and she's the one who talks about, you know, 10 below and daytime temperature of 4 above. What? Have we moved up there? Is that what's going on?
It sure sounds that way, doesn't it?
Man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, guys. Well, good morning. Happy word of the day. Now, Ron, I'm going to spell the word of the day before I pronounce it because I don't want you to go all squiggly on me here.
Squiggly.
Which is what I'm sure you would do. So, the word of the day is spelled with a, begins with a P. P as in Paul. It is spelled P-A-E-A-N. P-A-E-A-N. All right?
No, that's why he's going squiggly.
That's right. That's why he's going squiggly. Contrary to popular pronunciation, this is not a joke that Ron would have told when he was in the sixth grade. I'll come to think of it, all the way through the 12th grade for Ron Stutz. But
yeah, true.
You want to take a crack at the pronunciation, Ron? Nikki?
No, I'm going to pass it along to Nikki.
Oh, thanks. I want to say. Can I start it off with a euro?
that's close. All right, let me seize the reins here and take a deep breath and hope the SEC isn't listening. The word of the day is peon. Mm-hmm. Peon. Mm-hmm. P-A-E-A-N. Contrary to popular opinion, it is not pain. Although I suppose that's why people say it that way, because they want to avoid
the squiggly syndrome,
right?
I think that's probably it right there.
All right, and now, as to me, it is, believe it or not, a joyous song, a hymn of praise, tribute, thanksgiving, or triumph. Actually, what I'm thinking is I hope that we will all be, how do you put this delicately, peeing all over the place after Carolina beats Duke tonight, right?
Joy to the world. All right, the boys and girls.
Thanks for making me feel juvenile.
All right, you take my meaning. P-A-E-A-N. It is pronounced peeing. And again, it is a noun, a joyous song of hymn or praise, tribute, thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. What Nikki sings every morning on the way in when she thinks of having the opportunity to work with Don Imus himself. Ron Stutz himself.
All right.
He's gonna growl at me now. All right, guys, have a good one. Go Carolina. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, buddy. Wayne Fodd's word of the day.
Adios.
On WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
Say the word, you'll be free.
Well, how would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
I didn't think you would. Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. 7:56. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here she is, Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Two blondes with hammers. Becky and Sally Ann were doing some carpentry work on a house. Becky, who was nailing down house siding, would reach into her nail pouch, pull out a nail, and either toss it over her shoulder or nail it in. Sally Ann, figuring this was worth looking into, asked, "Why are you throwing those nails away?" Becky explained, "Well, when I pull a nail out of my pouch, about half of them have the head on in the wrong end, and I just throw them away." Sally Ann got completely upset and yelled, "You moron! Those nails aren't defective. They're for the other side of the house."
I wasn't expecting that. All right.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Michael Wood does a lot of things for the IFC and the Community Empowerment Fund. John Dorward, Executive Director for the IFC, is here. John, why is Michael Wood so special?
Mike is one of those people that he had some issues over the last couple of years, and he has worked through those. He came to us for some help, and we were able to give it to him, and he has completely turned his life around, and he is a great volunteer because he's been there. He understands what a lot of the men and women are going through that come into our programs, and he is more than willing to share that experience that he has gained both through the Community Empowerment Fund work that he does. And Mike is an ongoing volunteer with the IFC. In fact, he serves on our board of directors and was recently elected as our treasurer.
Mike is an instructor for the Community Empowerment Fund opportunity class. What's that all about?
He's a great instructor because what he's talking about in that class for the most part is, how do you take care of your finance? How do you go about getting your bank account set back up, rebuilding your credit? How do you do budgeting? A lot of people just don't understand that you've got to budget. You've got to be careful with your money and see where it's going. And he teaches those classes. I mean, he's been on the other side where his money came in and his money went out, and it didn't go far enough to make sure that he could take care of everything that he needed to do. Mike's run a variety of different businesses, but he was in the restaurant business for a long time and ran all kinds of big restaurants and things like that. So he's got a good business sense and a good business background, and he's now sharing that with other people who need that kind of service.
Mike sounds like the perfect example of someone who has been through it and wants to share his experience and really pay it forward. And I know that you're happy to have him helping out with the IFC.
We're delighted to have Mike. He's a good guy, and he's also got a great sense of humor, so it's fun to be around, Mike. It's really great to see somebody who has turned everything around and is back on track.
Thank you, John Dorward, for his compassionate work and generosity of spirit. Michael Wood is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.